Up to half of Jasper's buildings have been damaged by wildfire as of Thursday as crews continued to battle the out-of-control blaze. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith and other provincial officials gave an update on the state of the ongoing wildfire in Jasper National Park on July 25. Two wildfires were initially spotted northeast and south of the town of Jasper on July 22, triggering a mass evacuation of some 25,000 people from the town and surrounding Jasper National Park that evening. The fire reached the town late on July 24. There had been no injuries reported as of July 25, reported Parks Canada, which was commanding the firefighting efforts in the park. Alberta Public Safety and Emergency Services Minister Mike Ellis said a massive gust of wind on July 24 caused the fire to advance 5 kilometers in less than 30 minutes, resulting in a wall of flames 100 meters high. "There was little you can do when you have a wall of flames coming in like that," he said. "Nobody anticipated that fire would come so fast, so large, and so quickly." While a precise assessment would have to wait until the fires were out, Smith said initial reports suggest 30-50% of the town's structures may have been damaged by the fire. "To the residents, families, and business owners who call Jasper home, we will recover from this," said Smith. "To those in Alberta and around the world who have experienced the magic of Jasper, the magic is not lost and never will be," she continued, her voice choked with emotion. "Alberta's government will provide the support needed to families and communities to recover and rebuild stronger than ever." Firefighting efforts. The fire in Jasper was one of 176 now burning in Alberta's forest protection area, which covers everything west of Drayton Valley and north of Athabasca, 54 of which were out of control, said Alberta Wildfire Information Unit Manager Christy Tucker. Some 1,900 firefighters were working to contain the blazes, with some 400 more from Mexico, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand to arrive in the coming days. Ellis said structural firefighters from Hinton, Edmonton, and 32 other municipalities have also been called in to help in Jasper. Smith said the province has asked the federal government for military help against the fires, including air support. Stephen LaCroix, managing director of the Alberta Emergency Management Authority, said the province would meet with Joint Task Force, West, Commander Brig. General L.W. Rutland on July 25 to determine the nature of this support. Ellis said Jasper evacuees were now receiving food, shelter, and counseling at reception centers in Grande Prairie, Edmonton, and Calgary. Should they still be under an evacuation order on July 28, 7 days after the evacuation was ordered, evacuees will be eligible for the province's one-time evacuation payment of $1,250 plus $500 per child under 18 at the time of the order. He encouraged evacuees to register at emergencyregistration.alberta.ca for this and other supports. Visit alberta.ca/emergency for details on the Jasper Fire and other emergencies in Alberta.